Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Morning. My name is Andrea Wood, and I'm the practitioner this morning. My pronouns are she and her. And my family comes from England, Ireland, Scotland. I want to just let you guys know that after this service is over, I'm available for prayer. Anyone wearing a stole, Beverly, is available for prayer. And we also have a prayer vessel in the back where you can put a prayer in and we can pray for you remotely. So we encourage you to use your prayer practitioners because we're here for you. So I would like you guys to invite you into prayer right now. So know with me as I know, there's one presence, one power, one magnificent divine intelligence that runs in and through all beings everywhere. It is true for me, and it is true for all. This one source, this one spirit, is always uplifting, always supporting, is the Alpha and the Omega. And as we evolve and live our life here as sacred humans, we sometimes come to a seeming barrier. And as this happens, it's an invitation to love deeper, to grow heart stronger, and to learn more. And as we grow as a community and as individuals, remember that we are divine expressions of the One. And this is true for all. I am thankful for the spiritual community. I am thankful for the teachings of love. As we move through this worship this morning, I say thank you, sweet spirit, and so it is.
Today I'm talking about love is more than we think. And it's all about the messiness and the imperfection of love and life itself. And yet in the middle of that messiness, life still asks us to love. So in Science of Mind, the spiritual journey we've chosen to be on, it's committing to a way of thinking and behaving, recognizing and celebrating that each of us have within us a soul, a God self, a spiritual divine self that is the source of our essence. And There is a knowing that spirit is moving through me and out into the world, and it is true for everyone else. And every other situation, every situation around us. So this spiritual life means we are embracing the principle that love is in everything. And despite the overwhelming pressure of our culture, which seems to be a lot about not loving, we still seek love. And that seeking is the manifestation of spirit itself in us. So I'm Reverend Deborah Gay. I'm a staff minister here at CSL Bellingham. My pronouns are she and her, and my ancestors came from Great Britain and Northern Europe. I'm going to give you an intro to this topic through a quote from Ernest Holmes, who was the founder of Science of Mind. And he was writing in the 1920s to the 1960s, so his language reflects his time period. But the essence of what the message is true through all time. And here's what he says. When we let the love that is within us go out to the God who sits in all people and the divine presence that is in all things, then we are loving God with our heart, with our soul, and our mind. Because we recognize that the Spirit within us is the same Spirit that we meet in others. And this is loving our neighbors. So I'm going to go into this a little deeper today, because the journey is genuinely connecting with that divine presence in us and recognizing that every experience we have is naturally leading us to the people and the encounters we're having. And it means that truly loving our neighbor, if it's our family member, a stranger, or a person who is extraordinarily challenging, that it's still this idea and the acceptance that there's love in me and in them. This is what transforms the everyday mundane actions of our life into something sacred. Every moment becomes a chance to affirm that all life is connected and to consciously express this principle that love in our life is a daily affirmation that there's presence within us. So my first point is, the way we interact with the world is fundamentally shaped by the love we know in us. So it becomes the filter or the lens through which we see our life. And the way that we perceive every person in our life and the actions around us. We're seeing it through our own personal point of view, our own filter. And when we are able to consciously cultivate love for ourselves, we then naturally extend that love to other people and to the world. It goes out of us into the world. So the challenges that we each meet in our life, we're going to meet challenges every day, but if we can continue to consciously grow empathy, to find beauty in unexpected places, and know that it's because that internal reservoir you have within you is the one doing the work through you. But if we're carrying a sense of not being worthy, of judging ourselves, of not being good enough, then that too becomes our filter. And everything that we meet in the world reflects that filter back of judgment and not being worthy. So it's nurturing that love within us that is the transformation process. And as we are more and more able to meet the world and the people in it from that place of knowing I am loved and you are of that same love, that's how we transform the reality of the world that we experience. So I have had a long journey with this, and I'm not here to tell you that there's an easy answer. My story starts with when I started at CSL, it was in Seattle, and I was new, and it seemed like every Sunday service and every class I took, they always made us do forgiveness exercises. Because, you know, it was going to be, it's the key to shifting all your stuck places and move you forward and grow you. And so they seemed very strongly that this worked. And so I said, all right, I'll try it. So I happen to have a very good person in my life that was a great example of somebody that I was angry at, was very judgmental of, didn't like very much at all, and yet was in my life. So I put my brother-in-law in the circle of love in whatever exercise we were doing. It was always John that I put in the circle, knowing that I couldn't do anything with who this man was, and so maybe the exercises would work. Well, I did eventually make a breakthrough. And I started to have some compassion for John, who I was very angry with. John was a person with a lot of trauma in his life. He, as a child, was present when his parents were killed. And he then was raised by his grandmother. And he grew up and he was in the draft and went to Vietnam. So another layer of trauma on the child trauma. So he began self-medicating in Vietnam, came back here as a civilian, and that self-medication turned into addiction. I was full of judgment and condemnation, and I just plain didn't like him. But he was in my sister's life, and if I wanted to be around her, and if I wanted to be about my nephew, who I adored, I had to do something about the continuing pain of being around that, him. And so the exercises did start to work. They did help me start to feel some compassion, some empathy, but it was focused on the child of John. So I could give empathy and compassion if I imagined John as a child. But that was the doorway into movement. It's to the way to find, to try to understand as a child going through that, what kind of adult do you then grow into? And so it took more time and more experience and more working with my own internal sense of love. But I did get to the point of being able to love John. And things eased up. It did not change that I disagreed with his behavior or disagreed with his opinions, but we were able to somehow meet in a place beyond that. So love isn't always neat and tidy. And in fact, it often shows up in ways that are uncomfortable and messy and painful. But in an expanded understanding of love, it can challenge those conventional ideas we have about what love is supposed to look like and feel like. And so love is in the difficult conversations. Love is in the vulnerability of being willing to keep your heart open, even in the face of challenges. It's being willing to take the mask off, take the wall down, remain present, not retreat. It takes courage to do this and to keep your heart open. But acknowledging that healing happens through the past, healing the wounds of the past, is a profound act of self-love, and it expands then our ability to love other people and to allow them more space, more spaciousness, less judgment from me. And to realize that love isn't absent in those times, but it's manifesting in its rawest form. but it's also its most transformative form. So the capacity for love is much vaster than we think, and it can encompass the vast spectrum of human experience. Sometimes when we're being asked to forgive or to love someone, we interpret it that we are being asked to approve of their behavior or their opinions. And what I'm attempting to put into words is that there is an expanded sense of love that is deeper than that. That you don't have to pretend you agree, but it's a willingness to go, even in this, I see that there is love here. Even in this, I can see something positive here. Even in this, there's something I can grow from in this. But no one else has the answers for you but you. So that is your journey with this challenging person. I know we all have very challenging things going on in our world right now. And there are many, and we need to pay attention to and look at the people who have been the victims of despicable acts. But we're then also left with, what do we do with the perpetrator? And my answer is not to put more hatred out into the world, but to find a way to stand in my own integrity, in my own knowing what I stand for, in the presence of this, and look for what is, use my curiosity to look for what is unfolding for me here in this relationship, in this experience. There's no easy answers. It's a journey. So I'm going to invite you to do your own journey with me right now, because when we do internal work, your brain interprets it as it's actually happening. And it's a way to begin a new pathway, a new response to a reoccurring challenge in your life. So I just invite you to join with me. We'll do a very short internal experience that begins with breath. And so I simply ask you to breathe in and release. And bring to mind a recent situation where things felt chaotic or they didn't make any sense. You were feeling very challenged. Remember the person or the circumstances. And notice your own feelings. Any sense of frustration, confusion, wanting to control what was happening. Just feel them, acknowledge them, witness them without judgment. These are your feelings. And now think about that same situation and how you might bring love into it. Asking the question, what would love do in this situation? How can I maintain my integrity amidst, in the middle of what looks like chaos? How can I remain present and curious rather than withdrawing and being resistant? How can I bring in stability and openness to this situation? How can love allow me to act with more grace with this person, with this circumstance? being in integrity with my own self, being curious about what is unfolding, and knowing that grace is even in this messy moment. And so I simply ask you to breathe again, breathing in and releasing. Opening your eyes and being with me again, and just know that you are putting something in place. So love isn't merely a feeling emotion or a passive thing that we do. It's a verb. And it's active, and it needs to be consciously used. So we do that through our choices and through our actions, how we show up for ourselves and with others. It can be in acts of service. It can be in extending forgiveness. It can be in just sitting quietly without words next to someone, being present. Love is a verb. And we take these maybe abstract thoughts about love and we turn them into tangible expressions in our life, impacting our relationships and impacting our experience of the world. This is the power to mend, unite, and elevate every aspect of our existence. And so this week, pick someone uncomfortable. Pick an uncomfortable situation. Consciously set an intention to find one small good or positive aspect within it. Simply see it as the presence of love in its messy form. This can help you practice how to engage in life, even in its challenges. So in conclusion, let me just repeat these three main ideas I'm working with, that we get a deeper understanding and experience of love when we become the living examples of the love we want to see in the world. And those points are: the way we interact with the world is fundamentally shaped by the love we know internally. It's an inside job. 2, love isn't always neat and tidy, and it often shows up in ways that are messy, uncomfortable, and painful. 3, love isn't merely a fleeting emotion or a passive state. It's a dynamic verb. It's an act of choice. It's an act of taking that next step in front of you to express love. So I'll end with a quote by Scott Peck in a book called All About Love. It says, love is an act of will. Namely, it is both an intention and an action. Will implies choice. We do not have to choose love. We choose to choose love. So let us close in prayer. And I simply acknowledge for myself and for everyone in this room that we each have within us that source of internal love, that divine spark, that sense of the presence itself, co-creating this life that we are living with us. And so we take this knowing and open up to the opportunities, open up to the invitation to bring more love through us knowing that that is an infinite source of vitality for ourselves, that we are deeply, deeply loved, and project that out into the world so that a person who is challenging, a situation that is challenging, a situation you don't know the solution to, all becomes opportunities for this divine presence to move through you, showing you your next step. Simple, powerful, in integrity with who you are, showing your own curiosity to how it will all unfold. And with this, I am so deeply grateful for the opportunity to be with you this morning and to talk and to share deeply about important parts of our journey together. And with this, I simply say, with you, and so it is.